In chapter 3 this morning, and hopefully we'll be able to get 3 and 4 done here today, and then I'm not sure what Tom has decided on, but we'll know that when it comes time. But we kind of learned from the lessons that we have, and from Malachi, he was the messenger. We're learning that from chapter 1, you know, where we talked about where we give the best. We give the best to God. You know, at the time in that we were reading the scriptures there, where at the time the governors were getting, they were getting the best. And the lesson was put to them that, you know, that should be the other way around. God should be getting the best, and the governors getting the seconds. Of course, last week we learned about the priest, all the different things that they went through, the stumbling blocks, and kind of all the what got stirred up because the priests weren't doing what they needed to do. They weren't standing up, and Mordecai was. You know, they brought it out in that scriptures that was happening. Like I said, we're going to be in Malachi chapter 3, and we'll get started there. And then, of course, then, like I said, in chapter 4, we'll get into there.
You know, Mark, he's also teaching the Jews, if they want God's blessing, they've got to live a godly life.
That's right.
So us today, if we want God's blessing, we've got to live for him.
That's true. That is right.
You know, they thought God would bless on them living in sin. It's not going to happen.
No. And that's what mainly was getting brought out. The first couple chapters we've already studied, you know, Mordecai is bringing it out that, you know, one, you know, of course, like I said, he's the messenger, but he's bringing the message to them. Kind of like saying, you guys are messing up, you know. We learned that in chapter 1, and then we learned in chapter 2 that different ones were not doing their part. Mordecai was bringing that point to them. In chapter 3, we'll start with verse 1. It says, "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek has suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant. Even the light, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. And who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refined fire and like furnace scope. And he shall set as a and purify of silver. And he shall purify the son of Levi and purge him as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Jerusalem be present unto the Lord, as in the days of old, and as in the former years, and will come near to you to the judgment, and will be a witness against the children and against the adulterers, and against the false against those that oppose the hiring in his wages, his widow and the fatherless, and then turn aside the stranger from his side. And fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not, therefore ye son of Jacob are not consumed." Then it says in verse 7, it says, "Even from the days of our fathers, ye are gone away from my ordinance, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye saith, where shall be returned? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, within have we robbed thee in offerings. You know, what we kind of read here, especially in verse 8, you know, they're talking about, you know, the tithes. You know, and he's giving them a, kind of like, if you want to call it, giving them a little scolding. In verse 8, it says, will a man rob God? You know, we're hoping not, but we know it probably happens, I'm sure. You know, does that mean it happens here in the world? You know, when they do it to other people. Because it says, yet we have robbed me. It says, within have we robbed thee. You know, he's giving them a warning. You know, that man, it says, will a man rob God? And that's a question that was put out there. And it says, yet, you know, we talk about where, you know, it talks about where will man do that? And we know that we should know the answer will be yes. And it's a shame that that actually does happen. But God knew that many years ago, that that would happen.
But they didn't know it.
But they didn't know it.
Because they asked them. The question is written there that they would have asked, well, how have we robbed you? God owns everything. He gives it to us as stewards to use and then give back to him the abundance of whatever we've been able to do with what he's blessed us with. And most people don't look at that as far as, okay, what have I done that's been a blessing to God? And yet there's so many things that's been a blessing to God. And then when we turn around and not give God what he's supposed to have, then that is robbing him. And that's what we oftentimes find ourselves and others doing.
That's right.
And that's even more than just than tithes and offerings and anything that we do. Right. But in particular, as the Lord talks about here, he said, in what way have we robbed you? Well, you've robbed me in the tithes and the offerings. Going back to what you talked about earlier, they were given the governor the best and given the Lord second best, which it should have been exactly the opposite. Otherwise, Jesus said, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. He never had a problem with that. He said, Caesar deserves some things because he protects you, right, or is supposed to. But you give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, you give to God what belongs to God. Now, you do the two of those things and everything balances out. And here, they weren't doing that. They weren't giving God. They were robbing him of tithes and offerings. He says, if you have cursed with cursed in verse 9, for you have robbed me, even the whole nation. Bring the tithes in the storehouse. Do what you're supposed to. Bring them in. But there will be food in my house. And now try me now in this. Now what would the food be brought in the house for? Well, the food we brought into the house, first of all, to take care of the Levites who were to maintain the temple, the priests, and then others that might have need of it, who weren't able to glean anything from the edges of the field, then you're able to help those who weren't able to get what they needed out of the storehouse.
You know, we need to understand, the more we give unto God, God will give unto you.
That's right.
He will give you more than you give.
That's right. And that's what they were showing here. You know, like Daryl said, you know, there at this time here, they didn't know. You know, they were robbing God. You know, they didn't know that.
Was it they didn't know it? Or did they not want to acknowledge
it? Yeah, it's true.
I mean, people around, you know, all over this world, they'll do things and they'll look and they'll say, well, I didn't know that. Well, the other night I saw on television two girls out in California who had robbed something. Now, in California, there for months and months and months, maybe even a few years, you could rob up to a certain level and never get in trouble. It was always a misdemeanor. But now the governor had signed a bill recently that now made it a felony. And they're sitting in this cop car, the two girls, and then the police, of course, have their camera on them, recording everything that they're saying. And the one girl says, well, what did we do wrong? Well, the other girl said, well, what we did is a felony now. See, the one didn't know, the other one knew, but the other one didn't care anyway. She thought she'd get away with it.
Get away with it.
And people are that way. They say, how have we robbed you? Well, yeah, they know they've robbed God. It's just they don't want to accept the blame for it.
Right. And there's different ways, you know, I thought about in the different ways, you know, I thought about like tithes and offerings and all that. You know, I thought of, but just besides, you know, giving back what you've been prospered, I was thinking in my mind, I thought about the work. You know, you're robbing God if you're not taking part, not helping. You know, I kind of learned that direction too with this. You know, you're robbing God.
You know, a lot of people don't have money to give.
Right.
A lot of people have time to give.
Right.
And if you don't have money to give, you got time. Give it to the Lord.
Right.
That's what the Lord wants.
And every one of us have a talent of something that we can give back.
I'm still looking for my heart.
I believe me, I'm pretty much feeling the same way. Yeah.
Yeah, Mark, I think when Jesus said, love me with all your heart, soul, body, mind, and strength, if you do that, you're going to want to do, give back to Him.
Right.
You're going to want to worship. You're going to want to do good works. We do love Him like that.
It's true. That's true. Of course, in verse 9, it talks about, Daryl touched a little bit already on it, but it says, you cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all these things, all these tithes into the storehouse. There may be meat in thy house. And prove me now, wherewith saith the Lord the host, if I not open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be a room enough to receive it. You know, even if, you know, we have abundance. You know, it says like here it talks about, it says not even enough room to receive it. You know, even if you don't have enough, God says still give it. Of course, in verse 11, and it says, I will rebuke the devourer for their sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of our ground, neither shall our vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Our words have been shouted against me, saith the Lord. Ye say, we have spoken so much against thee. And it says, and ye have said, it is vain to serve God, and that profit is that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walketh morning before the Lord of hosts. And now we call the proud happy, yet they work wicked and are set up, yet they tempt God, are even delivered. In verse 16 it says, and they feared the Lord, spoken often one to another, and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and thought upon his name. And it shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in the days when I will make up my jewels, and will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. And it shall you return and deceive between the righteous and the wicked, between them that serveth the Lord and him that serveth him not. You know, we're, like I said, most of this book, chapter here was about tithes and offerings. But you know, there's different ways you can actually do that for, if you want to say, it doesn't have to be a dollar. It could be a talent. It could be something that you can use to help out. You know, maybe somebody needed a little bit of help. Maybe get a project done, or get something done, or just, you know, or just help them out. We can use that talent to do that. Of course, you know, we talked about where they, you know, about, especially in 15, it says, now we have called the proud happy, yet the works wicked are set up, you know. And all curses, it says, in that temple they get even delivered. You know, everything we do is delivered to God. And it attributes back to him. Of course, in 16, it says, in that fear the Lord. You know, he's telling them, you better fear us. You better fear the Lord. Because he's going to remember. Then it talks about, it says, the book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and have brought up on his name. You know, there's a book. You know, so God, you know, that way we'll remember the fears that God has for us.
We're clearly reminded that God is all-knowing. He mentions in 13 they use stout words, which is harsh or strong. And then they're asking, you know, when have they spoken such things? And he reminds them, I mean, they even said it is vain to serve God. I mean, this is what they're saying about their own God. He hears that and he knows. But he also listens and hears those that are faithful as well. So we have to keep that in mind too. Because in 16 it says, he does hear the ones that feared him, spoke often one to another. And so we just have to remember he's all knowing.
True.
What fear should we have of God? Wouldn't it be the fear of separation from him? Being separated from him?
Mm-hmm.
That's my fear.
Right.
My fear is if I don't obey him, I'll be separated from him.
True. Well, that's what 18 gets into, talks about, you know, talks about, it says, and it says, discern between the righteousness and the wicked, you know. And now right there, the message is given to us, there's going to be two groups. There's going to be a righteousness, and there's going to be a wicked. And we know if we're right with God, we're going to be in the one for righteousness. If not, we're going to be in the wicked. And just exactly like what Dave said, you know, if we're in the wicked, you're going to be separated from God.
Back there in verse 16, those who feared the Lord spoke to one another. As Holly mentioned, there were still some, even though there were a lot who had said, this is worthless, this is useless, there were some that still followed the Lord. As she said, it mentioned, the Lord listened and heard him, and the book of remembrance was written before him.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think of that book of remembrance as being the book of life.
Right.
And Revelation says anyone whose name is not found written into the book of life is cast into the lake of fire.
Right.
And it said, for those who fear the Lord, there again, as Dave mentioned, separation from God,
mm-hmm.
those who don't want to be separated from him, those who meditate on his name, they're the ones that are written in that book of, as Malachi calls it, the book of remembrance. And then it says, they shall be mine, says the Lord. Who? The ones he's got written in the book of remembrance, or Revelation calls it the book of life. And on that day, I will make them my jewels. They would priceless. And I will spare them. Spare them what? Spare them from eternal punishment. As a man spares his own son who serves him, and you shall again discern. You shall be able to tell the right from the wrong. You'll be able to discern what is right and what is wrong. You'll discern between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve God. And that's those that are written in the Book of Remembrance or the Lamb's Book of Life.
Right. It's true.
Yeah, the victory of righteous over the wicked spanned two testaments, the old and the new. I mean, so it's a pretty important message. And as Dave mentioned, fearing that we are separated from God, God only gave us one way to get there.
Yeah, he says jewels. I think that means he thinks a lot of the church and the Christians. That's what he's talking about.
That's right.
Jewels being Christians, I believe.
Yep.
And people say God love. They like to think God is all love. He is. But the Bible teaches he's God of wrath also.
That's right. That's right.
And then bringing up fear here shows a disrespect for the word. They had the, the Bible says they were going to hear the word of God, listen to the word of God. They seemed to know the word of God. It was a disrespect of it, and they had no fear of it. And we find that today, the way the gospel, you listen on a Sunday morning to all the different ways that they teach the gospel, and can you find the truth? And if they find the truth, sometimes they'll say, well, I know it says that, but I don't believe it, or I'm not going to do it. And that's it. There ought to be some fear there, and if there isn't, you have this type of behavior.
It's true. Yeah, it's true. We'll jump over here into Mordecai chapter 4. We'll read, there's only six verses in this one. And we kind of get, into there, and it's only, like I said, there's only six verses. We'll go ahead and read this real quick. It says, "For behold, these days cometh, and shall burn as in an oven, and all the proud, yea, thou, you wicked, and shall burn in the day it cometh, shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, and he shall leave them, neither rooted or branch, but unto you that feareth my name shall the Son of Righteousness rise with healing in his wings, and he shall go forth and grow up as a calf of the soul, and he shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the sole of your feet in the day that he shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember ye the laws of Moses, my servants, which I commanded unto him and all Israel in judgment. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall return the heart of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and I smite the earth with a curse." We still talk about what we just talked about in chapter 3. We're talking about the Book of Remembrance. And it says, "For that the day hath cometh that thou shalt turn as an oven. And the proud ye shall all do wicked and stumble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up." That's a warning from God. If we stumble, we're going to be burned up. And it's even telling us here that's going to happen. But it's a warning from God. But in fear, verse 2, it says, "But in you that fears my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing." He's telling us to be fearful. We need to be fearful of the name. And then it says, grow up as a calf of the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked. And it talked about, you know, it could be the, they said, shall be ashes under the feet, the soles of your feet, in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord. You know, he's given us warnings. You know, also, like I said in verse 4, it's telling us to remember. So to remember to you the law of Moses. He's telling him it's a servant. He's a servant. You know, and that was a commandment. It says commanded. Commanded him and for all of Israel. You know, it's a warning that was given to us. Also, too, he sent Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great man, great and dreadful day of the Lord. You know, Elijah was sent. We had a lot of people sent here to give us warnings. And we learned that from that. And we knew there was going to be a dreadful day of the Lord. And it would be coming. And it says, he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. You know, he's given us a warning that there's going to be a curse and something bad is going to happen. And we see that.
Yeah, you've got to remember Malachi. There was several prophets before Malachi that was warning the same thing. Malachi was sent also to do the same thing. And then it's going to be like a silence of like 400 years. So, remember.
You know, in verse 1, he says, if the day comes, it's going to come. And verse 2 tells us, the Son of Righteous arrived. I believe that's talking about Christ. And he's going to help the church is coming. And it's going to help the church, the kingdom of Christ, to be blessed. And with great spiritual strength and activity.
It's true.
It's going to be a good day, it's
going to
be a bad day someday,
mm-hmm.
Judgment day.
And we read that there, you know, that God is telling us, you're going to have good days and you're going to have bad days. But, you know, he's given us the guidance. And from this here, like I said, the message that Malachi has given to us, you're going to have that. You're going to have it. You know, some days you're going to think, wow, this is a bad day. But then the next day, it's going to do like best way to say it, 180 and change it to where it's good. And that always happens. And we learned that from during the scriptures here, the chapters that we've read, you know, you may have a stumbling block thrown in there. But sometimes too, God does that to test us and see how strong we are. And just like Dave said, you know, the fear is that we're going to divide from and lose God. But every day that we build up, we're stronger. And we know that. And be able to fight it off. Like I said, next week, Tom will be the start teaching, and hopefully we'll know here. You know, we'll see what lesson we get into, and we'll start that next week. If there's nothing else, we'll go ahead and conclude there. And sounds like it's going to be a rainy day today. I think they said it's like 90% chance of rain. So.